Mr. Sporty, written by Gert Edgemihill. This is the story of Mr. Sporty, sporty by name, but even more sporty by nature. He lives in Sporty Land in a sporty cottage.
Every morning, when he wakes up, he does 12 push-ups, 25 sit-ups, and 20 pull-ups.
For breakfast, he eats eggs, steak, and a protein shake for energy. One sunny morning, Mr. Sporty received an important-looking letter from the postman.
Ding dong ding,
went the doorbell. Mr. Sporty opened the door.
Hello,
said the postman.
My name is William.
Hello, how are you today, William? Asked Mr. Sporty.
Here is an invitation for you,
said William.
Shall I read it to you?
Yes, please, replied Mr. Sporty.
It says, Dear Mr. Sporty, we would like to invite you to attend this year's Mr. Men and Little Miss Olympic Games. Date, 1st of June 2024. Time, 4:30 p.m. Event, triathlon consisting of swimming, cycling and running. Yours sincerely, the Olympic headquarters.
Read William. 1 month later, it was time for the Olympics. Mr. Sporty was a little bit scared, but happy that he had been invited to take part. Slowly, he walked to the Olympic venue because he didn't want to waste his energy. But he didn't want to be late, so he went earlier than he was meant to and took a protein bar and a protein shake with him. When he arrived, he saw lots of people. Mr. Strong was doing judo, Mr. Rush was running, Mr. Noisy was singing loudly, Mr. Happy was in the line for the biggest smile, Mr. Good was refereeing. Mr. Sporty was nervous. It was time for the triathlon. It was about to start. He was quite terrified. I'm going to try my best, said Mr. Sporty to himself. Mr. Good, the referee, announced the contestants are Mr. Sporty, Mr. Strong, Mr. Rush, Mr. Perfect, Mr. Happy, Mr. Nobody, Mr. Clever, and Mr. Tall. Are you ready? Asked Mr. Good. The swimming race began. Once the race had started, immediately after the whistle had blown, Little Miss Scary pushed poor Mr. Strong into the 1,500-metre pool. Mr. Sporty dived into the pool to save Mr. Strong, but it slowed him down, and he lost the race. Next, the cycling race began. Once the race had started, immediately after the whistle had blown, Mr. Strong's bike broke. Mr. Sporty had to help him, but it slowed him down, and he lost the race again. Finally, the running race began. Once the race had started, immediately after the whistle had blown, Mr. Rush's leg started to hurt. Mr. Sporty had to help him by carrying him, but it slowed him down, and he lost the race once again. Mr. Sporty was such a kind person. He was awarded the trophy for the kindest person in the competition. As I said before, he was sporty by name, but even more sporty by nature. Although he finished last in each race, he got a medal for participating and being a good sports person. When he arrived back at Sporty Cottage, he went upstairs and jumped in his bed. Went to sleep because he was exhausted stopping to help people. It was really tiring. It doesn't matter if you win or lose, said Mr. Sporty to himself. Helping people makes me feel on top of the world and happy, smiled Mr. Sporty. The end.